You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
An American pastor wrongfully imprisoned in Iran has reached 100 days in captivity. USA's senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Pastor Saeed Abedini has now been wrongfully imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith for 1,000 days. Tiffany Behrens of the American Center for Law and Justice spoke exclusively with USA Headline News. She said that they are asking Congress to pressure the Obama administration because all the administration will say is they're discussing the issue on the sidelines of nuclear negotiations.
Our government has told us they've raised this on the sidelines. They take every opportunity to raise this on the sidelines. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're securing his freedom? And so we're really looking to the members of our Congress to put that pressure on this administration to know more, to be able to tell us confidently he's coming home.
Behrens says that Saeed has now been imprisoned over half of his young son's life. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A final hurdle to President Obama's trade agenda is crumbling. The Senate is poised to give final passage to Fast Track, and House Speaker John Boehner says he's glad.
I think it's a big win for the American people. Trade's good for American farmers, for manufacturers, and small business.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees.
For American workers to have a fair shot in the 21st century economy, it just makes sense to remove the unfair barriers that discriminate against them and the products that they make.
But some Democrats, backed by unions, claim it will cost American jobs. The finger-pointing about who is responsible for the massive U.S. government data breach has started. The chief operating officer for federal contractor KeyPoint, blamed in part for the breach, told Congress today there was no evidence that hackers gained access using credentials from any of his employees. But the director of OPM told a Senate panel yesterday that hackers used a stolen key to break into the network. The latest move to banish the Confederate flag comes from Alabama's governor. Robert Bentley has ordered the flags to be taken down from the grounds of the state capitol. Meanwhile, one of Mississippi's Republican U.S. senators, Roger Wicker, says the Confederate battle emblem should be removed from their state flag. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination today. He will make a formal announcement late this afternoon in the New Orleans suburb of Kenner, where he lived when he was congressman. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hi, and welcome to the show. It's Talented People. It's 3:05 already on June 24th. I cannot believe it's the 24th of June. And I just want everyone to know that I'm running for president. Just kidding. Everybody's running for president, I guess. That's all I keep hearing. But anyway, if you happen to be in the New Jersey area, I'm going to give you the detailed forecast right now. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 58. Northwest wind about 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Thursday, chance showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 84. On Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, then showers likely after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 63. On Friday, showers likely mainly before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night, a chance of showers again, mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 61. Saturday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 71. And then a chance of showers again on Saturday night. Cloudy with a low of 58. Sunday, chance of showers just continues on. Mostly cloudy with a high of 70 and a low about 57, with the same on Sunday night and the same on Monday with a high of 75. So that's the forecast. I have some great guests on the show today, talented people. So stay with us. We'll be right back after a break, and we'll be listening to our interviews.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So welcome again to the show. It's Talented People. It's about 3:07 on the 24th of June. And I am going to kind of listen along with you today to a very special broadcast of the Art of the CEO radio show with one of my dear, dear, dear friends, Bart Jackson. He's the publisher of a number of books, Prometheus Publishing, and also bartsbooks.com online. And he's also the host of the radio show, The Art of the CEO. And he had a guest on yesterday, and his name is Ken Kamen. He is an author, best-selling author, and he's a celebrity author, I should say. He's always sought after by the media for information on the markets, money, and so on. And he has a new speaking topic. So he's out and about talking about the dangers of the internet. So as to Bart's words, data is not wisdom. Today's internet allows us to get more physical data accompanied by a truly overwhelming amount of advice. But is this news based on agendas that bear no relation to wisely investing your hard-earned dollars? Again, host Bart Jackson is going to speak with internationally noted financial commentator Ken Kamen right now on the show. So listen, let's listen in.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Nepalese Meditation Bowl is chiming, and that means it's time for The Art of the CEO, the show for people who enjoy the challenge of business and who want to do it a little better. I'm your host, Bart Jackson, the Hieronymus Bosch of business, and whether you're a C-suite consultant helping major firms to restructure more profitably like Laura, or the head of an engineering firm who makes offices and labs move more efficiently, like Sanjeev, we're here to bring you the sage counsel of business masters to help your career and your ventures. Now, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Art of the CEO streams magically and through the mightily misunderstood realms of cyberspace, where you may listen and download all our episodes by visiting blogtalkradio.com/ The Art of the CEO. That's blogtalkradio.com/ The Art of the CEO. So we invite you to listen and enjoy for your own benefit and for your own entertainment. Now, today's episode is entitled The Internet, the Most Dangerous Source of Financial Advice. Yes, today we're going to lay out why the most convenient and plentiful and highest tech financial advice may not necessarily be the one you need to be using. And by the blessings of the generous, swift-winged fates, we have here with us Mr. Ken Kamen, president of Mercadian Asset Management and a nationally renowned authority on investing. In fact, Ken's the ones that the major media calls upon when they have some puzzling event that needs analyzing into plain English with a healthy dose of common sense. And at any rate, Ken will be here to help us find the right way to use the Internet's fiscal resources and also some other investment knowledge availabilities. But before we whip up a pot of fiscal know-how, why don't we take a moment out there to supply you with a few utensils for today's Feast of Wisdom. First, as I always do, allow me to remind each of you hearing my voice that the good Lord has gifted you with the title and privileges of Chief Executive Officer of yourself. And that's the most important position you'll ever hold in your career. So allow me to ask, will this be the day that you take a little time to dream and bring to light those hidden goals in your life? or will you keep those true desires forever repressed under a load of daily routine? The choice is truly yours. And as our second utensil, it's time to dip into a little laughter and take a scriptural recitation from the 101 Best Business Quips book. So let me pull it out here. Okay, here's one. 59. Everyone in our company has floated up to C-level. With all this chief executive oversight, we have no one left to do any work. As an afterthought, you know, I recently counted 46 chief something officer titles in current use. And while such corporate knighthoods may make the honorees' chest swell, does this really mean they work better? I don't know, just a thought. And as a third utensil, perhaps we should call today's utensil the fiscal fork. Right now, we are going to give you the answers to last week's business quotation. Now, today, before we leave the air, we'll broadcast another quotation, and we invite you to email us the name of the author as you believe him or her to be. Simply write down the name and mail it off to info@bartsbooks.com. That's info@bartsbooks.com. And if you're correct, we will send you an absolutely splendiferous gift, freshly torn from the dungeons of Bart's Books bookstore. So, the author of last week's quote, that is the individual who said, "The price of inaction is far greater than the cost of a mistake," was none other than eBay CEO Meg Whitman. So now let us dig into today's Feast of Wisdom and meet the man who blends uncommon sense with long experience in the realm of investment counseling, Mr. Ken Kamen. Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Glad to be with you.
Oh, great. So glad you come in here. Now, Ken, you're known on many of the major media and by your own book, Reclaim Your Nest Egg, Take Control of Your Financial Future. And all of these go behind your work as president of Mercadian Asset Management. Could you tell the folks a little bit about Mercadian, what they're going to find when they come in there for seeking a little financial aid?
Sure. Mercadian Asset Management is what we used to call a full-service financial management firm. I like to refer to it as that we watch your financial back. We do everything from deep financial planning to asset allocation to money management. So if you're looking to lay down the burden of trying to figure out every last detail of your financial life, we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. Now, moving on to another source of financial advice, let's move on to the Internet at this point. And, you know, I think, frankly, we all sort of have this Internet attitude. And we view it as something sort of set apart as an information source. When it comes to an investment guide, are we fooling ourselves? I mean, how do you see people looking at the Internet? What kind of attitudes are you seeing?
I think the Internet is an absolutely tremendous resource. But like any tool or resource, if you don't use it correctly, it could hurt you. You wouldn't want to go into your toolbox and pull out a power drill without reading the instructions because you'll be drilling a hole in your foot, you know, God forbid. And I think the Internet is the same way. When you really stop and think about it, the Internet is the best marketing machine man has ever created. It is the most efficient. It has the ability to target people in ways with information about them that people don't even know that they're putting out there about themselves. One of my favorite quotes, if you will, is from Tim Cook from Apple. And he often says that when you access free information on the web, you're not the customer, you're the product. You know, it's all the information and the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs that you leave behind about your life that just make you an unbelievably great target for marketers. So you have to realize that when you're out searching or Googling or Binging any topic, a lot of times those results are coming back to you with tremendous algorithms behind them for your specific, you know, urges and itches. So it's likely that a lot of the information that's going to come back to you, you're going to find very interesting, and that's because web optimization works very, very well. So I'd say to people that when you access the web, it's a great resource, but you have to know how to use it correctly.
I think you're right, and I think the part of that is the realization, because a lot of us come from, say, the newspaper and magazine background, whereas the newspaper is news. You get the stock quotes. And whereas, as you so definitely put it, the internet is marketing. We are marketing here, and somebody is trying to put something to you. Even social media isn't social. It's media, friends. You have somebody who's pushing something, pushing a message or a desire for your action or cash. And I think that this is something that we have to realize. But we also, you know, we have our own biases when we come to the internet. You said it's a great resource, but it depends certainly how you search, doesn't it? To a large extent.
Well, sure, a lot of that. I mean, I'd like to add a little bit something to what you just said, which is that, you know, it's not that necessarily everything on the web is marketing, as much as most of it's got a point of view. And you have to recognize that when you're accessing information with a point of view, you kind of need to know from which direction that point comes from. A great way to illustrate that would be to stop and think about how we as individuals affect the answers, let's say, a Google search will give us. Let's just pick something hypothetical, like whether we think gold is a buy today, whether we think it's going to go up or down in price, whether we should add that to our portfolio. If we went into the Google search bar and typed in, is gold a buy today, it is more than likely going to direct you to thousands and thousands of sites and trinkets of information about gold from a bullish standpoint, from a, you know, what we call bull case, because you put the word in buy.
Right.
But if you put in the same question but just came at it a different way, is gold a sale today? Should I be selling my gold today? Which is really the same question, which is gold a buy, sell, or a hold? You're just trying to get a current feel for it in this query. Well, if you ask the question, is gold a sale today, you're undoubtedly going to be led to thousands of responses that are going to be towards the gold bears. So it's a perfect example or illustration of how the way you ask, I call it the oracle, the way you ask the magic eight ball called Google in your hand, the question has so much to do with what answer you're going to get back, and people just do not realize that. It is so important.
I think you're right, but now I'm going to carry this on. So let's take that same problem. Let's take it one step further. You tell me. I'm trying to find out what I should do with gold. How should I search it? Or do I search more than one place, whether it's gold or anything else?
Yeah, what you need to do is come up with three or four iterations of the same question, so that when you access the information, you go in two or three or four different ways. If you're really interested, it's one thing if you're just trying to find a restaurant in the area. We're all familiar with Yelp or all these rating services. But if you're really trying to do research, you need to form the question in a number of different ways to be able to challenge the answers that you get back. I think that's a very important thing to do. I think another important thing to do is recognize that almost all the answers that are going to come to you on the first or second page of a Google response, someone paid to put in front of you. And I don't mean the ads that are on top that are clearly labeled ads. There's a whole industry called, you know, SEO, which is site optimization. They're just trying to get your message with keywords. So if you're looking for, I don't know, tires for your car, the local tire place might be, you know, trying to do what they call SEO to make them come up in the beginning of the search.
Sure, you have to recognize So what you're saying
that most
is
most of the things you're going to see in the beginning, someone paid pretty good money to get in front of you. Sometimes the information you want is really on page 6, 7, or 8, but how many of us actually click through 6, 7, or 8 Google pages because we think we found the answer really?
This is Talented People. I hope you're enjoying my conversation. I'm actually listening in with you, actually, to The Art of the CEO. Bart Jackson's hosting Ken Kamen, and they're talking about the dangers of the internet tools. We're going to go to a break real quick, and then stay with us for the rest of that interview.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Really early on.
Yeah. Well, there's a we all go for low-hanging fruit. And I think you've said something here that I'd like folks to remember, and in both those points, Ken is saying what I consider a quill pen moment, and by that I mean it's something that's timeless. You should take your quill, take your pen, dip it in the ink well, and please write this down: that research demands due diligence. If you're really lost, you don't ask for one source of direction. You don't just check the compass. You ask everybody around. Keep searching. Do your due diligence when you're spreading out your own hard-earned cash. You labor hard for that stuff, folks. And, so, Ken, thanks for putting that in. But I think that you're right. The other thing that drives SEO is also popularity, that is the number of hits. And it's always seemed to me the most popular is what's most popular is not necessarily a really good standard for investment, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, just because the herd is marching in a particular direction doesn't mean you want to march with the herd. And keep in mind, when you march with the herd, you often get trampled when they go the other direction. I think that when you're looking for information on the web, specifically when it comes to financial advice, you'd be well served to try to look for more academic things, things that maybe have a .edu at the end that came from some sort of institution. And I'm not saying that the largest and even the smallest financial institutions aren't putting out very, very good information, but I think it's very important to understand the biases of the firms that you come from. I often say that once you choose your advisor, you have chosen your advice. And what I mean by that is if you're going to go to a website, sticking with the gold analogy, from a company who markets gold, it is not reasonable to think that they're going to be giving you a negative case on gold. So it's very important to understand from where your information comes. One of the things that's very good to do in the financial world, and very few people do it, is look for, as I say, these .edu things. It is amazing how much research is out there that are doctorate thesis on topics that are 80 and 90 pages long on the most esoteric financial topic written by someone who's just trying to get their doctorate. So they're putting out a well-exhausted, compendium of tons of material, and all of that is out there. Almost every research thesis that someone's done for a master's or a doctorate you could find on the web, and you'd be amazed at how esoteric, as I said, some of these topics are. So it takes a little time to go search up some of these things, and you have to actually be willing to read what you get, because we're all too comfortable finding the first 500 words to seem to answer our question and then move on. Remember, when you go to the internet, it's not drinking from a garden hose. You are literally drinking from a fire hydrant. And in doing that, there's so much coming at you, you have to be willing to take the time to sift through what answers you get.
I think you're really right. We are inflicted with the TMD, the too much data. And the fact is, I'd just like to add that we are not seeking data. We're seeking wisdom. And part of that is realizing, as you say, Ken, the right authority, but also realizing that every authority, and this is whether you get it on the internet, the newspaper, whether I walk into a fabulous firm like Mercadian or one that's that's so shady that they're in a tent, every single person, every single individual has their opinion, and you want them to. And so along that line,
can I just challenge you on one thing?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You said people are looking for wisdom. I don't think that's the case most of the time. Most of the time, people are just looking for an answer. They have a question. They have an itch that needs to be scratched. They're sitting around, to use another metaphor, they're with a bunch of people, and they go, when was Babe Ruth born? And it's easy to just go get that answer and go, look, there's when Babe Ruth was born. Most people are just trying to get an answer. They're not really seeking wisdom. Most people don't take the time to find the answers that they want in context. They find them in the context of the question they asked at the moment, not necessarily of what they really need. You know, when you go into a doctor's office, doctors now tell me when I ask them, when people come in, do they self-diagnose themselves from going on places like WebMD? And it's like an epidemic with doctors now. People go in having read, my knee hurts, I already know I have this, and this. And doctors say, well, let me take a moment to take a look and see what I think. And then the doctor will laugh and say, do you realize the thing you said that you had might only happen to women or only happen to people in the Southern Hemisphere? You didn't read the 18th paragraph in that thing, so you can't possibly have what you think you have. And that's really what happens in the financial world, too. People will find a lot of things that seem right to them, but they don't spend the time to get, as you said, the wisdom to read deep into these things or the disclaimers, because so much of the financial world is not in the big print. So much of the financial world is in the small print. And it's the disclaimers
and
the special situations that, you know, something might not apply that you need to be reading through to make sure you're not one of those special situations. So that's why I think in many cases the web could be a weapon of your financial destruction, because you don't take the time to really mine through for the small nuggets you need. It's not that the web is a bad place
right.
to do homework.
Ken, yeah. I think you're right. And I want you to notice, ladies and gentlemen, that Ken caught me right there, because he listened to what I said. I said people seek wisdom. I meant people should seek wisdom. And this is the difference. It's knowing what you're reading, what you're listening to, what you're hearing, not the quick answer as to when Babe Ruth was born. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, we have come to the midpoint of the Art of the CEO radio show, which is streaming live to you from blogtalkradio.com. And since we've come to the middle and the waist of our show and our feast, I think it's time to take a brief sorbet. And so allow me to introduce to you the company by whose good graces we are here today. And that firm is Prometheus Publishing, creator of Bart's Books Ultimate Business Guides. And you may visit bartsbooks.com, that's bartsbooks.com, and explore a really wide wealth of practical wisdom from all sorts of business masters. And today, Prometheus would like you to take a look at their bookstore and look at one specific volume called Leadership Secrets of Hillary Clinton by Rebecca Schambaugh. Now, if you've ever wondered how you have this woman who has magnificently positioned herself for a shot at the Oval Office and the first woman in the Oval Office, how does she gather her team, how does she build consensus, how does she motivate all the people around her? It may just pay to find out a few of her tricks and see some of the techniques for yourself. So visit bartsbooks.com and read what you need. Also, we invite you to keep an eye out for Bart's Books' upcoming series, The Best in the Business, which is concise counsel and profiles of the successful master that shows how they got that way and how they stay at on the top of their game. So, ladies and gentlemen, and those merry souls who are soldiering on in their careers with or without the benefit of air conditioning, we are back with the Art of the CEO radio show. It's Art of the CEO, let me get that right, CEO radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Actually, it's Talented People Radio today, but I am so having a good time. I have brought to you the Art of the CEO radio from Blog Talk Radio Archive. It was actually broadcast yesterday. It's Bart Jackson, who is the host of that show, and he's talking with our celebrity author. His name's Ken Kamen, and they're talking about the dangers of internet tools as far as it relates to finance. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to go to the news real quick, and then we'll continue on with our I want to say, shared radio segment. Stand by.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Police in New York now believe David Sweat and Richard Matt are armed. A few days ago, the escaped killers were spotted in a cabin in the woods.
Just about every cabin or outbuilding in the North Country has one or more shotguns or weapons, and we have since day one operated under the belief that these men are armed. They're extremely dangerous. They're cunning. Why wouldn't they try to arm themselves?
Officers are conducting an aggressive search in the area. President Obama held a press conference earlier to discuss the needs of families of hostages being held overseas. He says the U.S. will continue its policy of not paying ransom, but families have never been prosecuted for paying.
The last thing that we should ever do is to add to families' pain with threats like that.
He also says the government will communicate better with families. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. The formal announcement will be held this afternoon in the New Orleans suburb of Kenner. This is USA Headline News.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
And with our guide to investment due diligence, Mr. Ken Kamen. Now, Ken, I've got a personal question here that I think that you're just the man to help me out with. I've got this uncle. You see, he rents a room over my dad's garage, and he just gave me this surefire investment tip. I mean, it's a stock that he's been playing the market for years, Ken, and he says that here's a stock that all the big players are going afterwards. What do you think? I think I should jump in with both feet, don't you?
Probably not. Doesn't mean that it's a bad idea. I would spend some time trying to looking into it to research it. But, you know, most of the time, if you're telling me that you have some play money and you want to put a little bit into it because you want to be able to follow it with a rooting interest, that's fine. But to kind of plow in thinking someone just gave you the keys to the enchanted city would be not a wise thing. Remember, diversification is the key to financial success. And, you know, it's interesting because, you brought up in some ways a little microcosm of a bigger issue, which is the media today. You know, people are hearing in the media, you know, that tip. They'll listen to, you know, without using names, there are many people on TV that are giving you stock advice and the tip du jour. And in many ways, it's analogous to your question. It used to be just your rich uncle would give you a stock tip. Now you have a tsunami of media trying to screw you into the ground, telling you 12 zillion different directions to go in. So media is also part of the current confusion of the investment world as well, as is your friend that lives above your father's garage.
Right. Well, that is true. I'm glad you brought that up because we have so much media. We now have the 24/7 news cycle, and nowhere is that more evident than in the world of finance. You can
have opinion radio. Oh, it's opinion media. Oh. You could turn into a television station now or a radio station that will just give you news that is packaged in a way to confirm your biases already. So if we all know the Fox MSNBC difference. If you believe one way, you could go to, to hang out at a club. Listening to some of these medias is like hanging out in a club of like thinking. And I always say to people, when it comes to consuming media, if you're a Fox listener, you got to at least make sure you listen to an hour or two a week of MSNBC or vice versa, just so you get the other point of view.
But now here's my other question. Then how is it really worth listening? If I'm going to spend an hour or 2 hours listening to each of those shows, where might I better be spending my investment time? Is it worth listening to these, to either of them? Should I not be spending my time, my investment research hours somewhere else?
Well, I don't believe that listening to the television is your investment research at all. I mean, in many cases, I did a whole chapter in my book, and I called it Ignore the Noise, because there's just so much noise screwing everyone into the ground in the media. The 24-hour news cycle has really just created the need to create urgency around everything. And at the risk of alienating myself, because I do these networks regularly a few times a month, and the reality of it is, we're commenting on what's going on that day. I try to give a much longer term perspective on what's going on, because the immediate is never really the best thing for you. I think it's important if you're listening to, to see if there's some world event or some earth-shaking, piece of news. I mean, it is worthwhile to know that, if Europe's financial crisis is so bad it's going to, be sinking into the Mediterranean, you might want to know that from the headlines. But as we've seen, for example, currently today, the Greek bailout is the issue. I mean, we've been hearing Greek going out of the euro for the last 4 or 5 years. If you would have been trading on that like as it was immediate news, you would have been making a bunch of tremendously bad decisions. I will say this.
The financial media is geared way more to the day trader, and the day trader is a small fraction of those out there. Those that are saving for their retirement, for their future, that are trying to build their nest egg, that are really striving to not run out of dollars before they run out of heartbeats, turn the television off. They're not giving you any information that is going to be useful for you in doing that. What I often say, my brand, I'm kind of known at this.
Sounds like a good time to take a break. This is Talented People. You're listening to a conversation between celebrity author Ken Kamen and host of the Art of the CEO radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Bart Jackson. It's 3:41 on June 24th, and I just wanted to give you a couple little headlines, updates. It is official. The Palace at Somerset Park is going to be hosting a best practices nonprofit event on October 8th. And there are sponsorship opportunities available, but it is being brought to you by Unity Bank. So for the next 15 consecutive weeks, we're going to spotlight at least 15 minutes of goodness on Talented People, brought to you by Unity Bank, who's going to be sharing different organizations in the New Jersey area. They're all going to be New Jersey-based nonprofits, and we're going to learn more about them. I want to let you know a little bit about what the event's going to be about. It's best practices, and there's a need for better branding, differentiation, and communications, understanding how philanthropists actually make decisions on their charities. Forming boards, lack of leadership is always a challenge. Managing donations, making your money work for you. And loyalty from donors. How do you actually get the donors to stay loyal to your organization if you're a nonprofit, then also volunteers, and how do you handle those over the long term? I want to let you know that we are thrilled to be able to say that our Hunterdon County resident, award-winning filmmaker, part owner of the Somerset Patriots and the Somerset Palace itself, Steve Califer, is our keynote speaker. And he's going to be speaking about what philanthropists look for and how who gets this money from these donors, and how what makes you different if you're a nonprofit to become the recipient of that money that's being sought after by everyone everywhere. So Steve Califer, again, the keynote speaker on October 8th at the Palace. We also have a couple other speakers, including Ellen Nardoni, who we just adore. She is the trustee from the Paul Nardoni Foundation, and she's going to talk specifically about how to differentiate your nonprofit from the rest. And she's, you know, the person to talk to about this, because she's award-winning as a nonprofit foundation, done incredible work with Somerset Medical Center and so on. And if you're a nonprofit out there, I'm sure you'll want to meet her and learn what she has to say. We also have Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training's Executive Director, Leah Pontani, talking about leadership qualities, grant writing, and so on. Guess what? Their CEU credit's going to be given out to be at this event. So if you're interested in sponsoring, we're going to have 150 New Jersey-based nonprofits in one location. Great opportunity. On October 8th, you can get in touch with us, Mariah Media, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, M-E-D-I-A, that's two R's. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're going to go to our quick commercial break, and then we're going to listen to the end of the conversation between Ken Kamen and Bart Jackson on financial tools and the dangers of them on the internet.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree
doesn't thank me.
Doesn't
thank the savings.
You can't skip this Geico ad because it's already over. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Nepalese Meditation Bowl is chiming, and that means it's time for The Art of the CEO, the show for people who enjoy the challenge of business and who want to do it a little better.
Trader, and if you're a day trader, then you know you have your own algorithms and computers that you're thinking about.
You may, but I'll tell you this. Most day traders, and I think you'll back me up on this, most day traders lose money.
Absolutely.
And so I think that if you're going to look at it with the Atlantic City or casino attitude of I'm investing in
that's
this
not
company
investing.
That
that's
makes
plain.
Something, that yeah, that's you might as well invest in Three Queens.
Yeah, that's not investing.
And for some that's fun.
Let me just say this.
I would only use what you consider fun money in that case. I mean, come
fair
on.
Fair enough.
Now, right?
What people won't realize about news today, the media, is that the hottest growing spot in the news market is what they call digitized news. Now companies like Dow Jones, and your listeners could go Google this, Dow Jones now digitizes the news and feeds the news directly into these algorithms. So if the president says something, there's already been 2 million trades that have been fired off on it before, Walter Cronkite could get it out of his mouth. You know, by time they're going, breaking news, the computers have already done 1 million trades on it because the news has already been digitized. So you can't be trading on news. That's a fool's errand and a sure way to leave your nest egg in your rearview mirror.
Okay. I think you're right. Now, Ken, I want to get find out one thing before we take off, and I have a couple more questions, but I want to make sure that everyone learns how can we get a copy of Reclaim Your Nest Egg, Take Control of Your Financial Future. Where can we get it?
Well, the phrase proverbial wherever books are sold. It's on Amazon.com, and you can order it in any bookstore. It's readily available from Bloomberg Press and Wiley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I just one other thing that I wanted to ask you, and we're before we leave, you have a chapter in your book about eliminating what you call head trash, the misconceptions and mythologies that most of us carry around when we make our investment decisions. You mentioned one where you talked about how the media is pushing us with this sense of urgency, and it's not. Give us two more pieces of head trash that we really need to rip out of our investment thinking.
Sure. I mean, the concept of head trash came from me thinking about we have this mental landfill in our brains of bad ideas about finance from things we've seen. It's the emotion that makes you want to buy a stock when it's running up and sell it when it's coming down. So many people buy high and sell low, which is certainly not a formula for success. That would certainly be one of them, which is riding the current wave. Emotionally, we all think what's happening now is going to continue. So we're investing for the environment that we're in, not the environment we're going to. And the often used quote, it's a great one, Wayne Gretzky, you got to be skating to where the puck is going, not where the puck is right now. So that's one of the biggest forms of head trash right there.
Okay. Ken, I hate to cut you off, but we have come to the end of the show, and you reminded me of that great saying by Baron Rothschild, fortunes are made by buying low and selling too soon. So, Ken, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to have you
pleasure.
Back on. All righty, and we'll have you on. And so as we round out today's show, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to leave you with today's business quotation. Who is the person who said, rise early, work hard, strike oil? And as a hint, this man did all three. And remember, if you know the author of this quote, just write that down, write the author's name, and send that to info@bartsbooks.com, and you will win an absolutely astounding life-changing gift from the Dungeons of Bart's Book Bookstore if you get it right. And finally, as a parting shot, in the words of my wife's husband, if you really believe you're the smartest guy in the rooms, you are not nearly as wise as you need to be. So, To all my faithful and playful listeners, I hope you've enjoyed the Art of the CEO show as much as Ken and I have. And remember, you may download this and all our shows on blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheceo. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it has been a privilege. I thank you.
I thank him, too. I thank Bart, and I thank Ken for bringing us a great show today. This is actually Talented People broadcasting an archived version of the Art of the CEO radio that's on Blog Talk Radio. Bart, again, is a publisher and author many times over, personality like crazy, and just love him to death. He is actually, if you watch Talented People television on Princeton Television, which is broadcast on Channel 30 on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m., you'll be able to see a 28-minute segment of him in person on the camera. And it was with me a couple of months ago, and he was celebrating the one-year anniversary of his radio show. And then Ken Kamen, you can find him as well on Twitter, Kenneth Kamen. Follow him along. And I want to thank both of them for allowing us to resituate that interview. It was very interesting. So we're heading back on to the news and the weather, and then the second hour of Talented People, where we're going to have another episode of a Talented People segment that is actually on location up in the Pocatos at the Little Vault of Heaven, speaking with a religious statue restorer. Her name is Belmir Mahar, and she is from the Hunterdon County area, lives up there. One of the only few people in the world that actually take those statues that you see that are run down and broken and recreate them for your family. And it is the most interesting interview. So stay with us for the second hour. It's about 3:57, and we're going again to news and weather. Thanks for listening in.
College education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Police in New York now believe David Sweat and Richard Matt are armed. A few days ago, the escaped killers were spotted in a cabin in the woods.
Just about every cabin or outbuilding in the North Country has one or more shotguns or weapons, and we have since day one operated under the belief that these men are armed. They're extremely dangerous. They're cunning. Why wouldn't they try to arm themselves?
Officers are conducting an aggressive search in the area. President Obama held a press conference earlier to discuss the needs of families of hostages being held overseas. He says the U.S. will continue its policy of not paying ransom, but families have never been prosecuted for paying.
The last thing that we should ever do is to add to families' pain with threats like that.
He also says the government will communicate better with families. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. The formal announcement will be held this afternoon in the New Orleans suburb of Kenner. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
The body of Clementa Pinckney has arrived at the South Carolina State House so people can pay their respects. He was the state senator and pastor at Emmanuel AME Church, who was killed last week in the deadly shooting. President Obama will deliver the eulogy for services honoring Pinckney on Friday.
We are very pleased that the president saw fit and made time in his schedule to and to be with this community, this church, this nation.
That was Reverend Norval Goff, the interim leader at the church. He says his message will be one of forgiveness.
In order for us to begin the healing process, we must forgive.